God's spirit is well with you, tell your neighbor, I shall make it.
I shall make it.
Into the new year.
Into the new year.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There was a story in the Bible. Esther's request to the king. And I charge you this story this morning. The royal robe. The royal robe. Esther chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Esther chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3. As we read the word, the Lord will bless his word in the mighty name of Jesus. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king asked, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be given you." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm sure we all know this story. We all know this story. It was during the king reign of King Ahasuerus, something like that. I don't know that I pronounce it well. You know. And there was this threat against the clan of Israel in Shushan and all his environment. And Mordecai sent messages to Esther. "You are now there. What are you going to do to help us? What are you going to do to save this clan from destruction? For the decree has already been made. It has already been signed. Just waiting for the day of implementation." But what happened? You know how King Esther sent messages to Mordecai and asked him to pray, to fast, and what she herself and her maids would do. So when King Ahasuerus saw Esther standing in the inner court, uninvited, he held out the golden scepter towards her, signifying that Esther found favor in the king's sight. You will find favor in the Lord's sight this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that appears before the king without being invited is put to death. But King Esther risked it. He said, "If I die, I die." So when the king saw her and had favor upon her, therefore, though Esther has violated the law, which under normal circumstances she should be put to death. But because she found favor in the sight of the Lord, she was not put to death. You will find favor in the sight of the Lord this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
At the workers' meeting this morning, we were hearing about the mercy of God and judgment of God. And how in many cases we are deemed for judgment, but the mercy of God prevails. The mercy of God will continue to prevail in our life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, it was not the royal robe that Esther wore a few minutes before entering the court that the king saw. Because she didn't appear before the king casually. She put on a robe. She went inside and put on the belt. I'm sure she has the crown on her head as well. What the king saw was another robe, superior to the physical robe that Esther was wearing. What is that robe? Remember, Esther has been waiting on God in prayer and fasting for 3 days. So by the time she appeared before the king, what the king saw was a spiritual robe that was put on by Esther, that was put on Esther by God himself. Esther has gone before the Lord for 3 days, fasting and praying. So God put a beautiful spiritual royal robe that even the king of earth could not resist upon Esther. So, the question is, how could someone violate the law And yet, in the next minute, the king is offering to the person up to half of his kingdom. Have you ever heard of that? She stood there violating the law because she was uninvited. Yet, the king has mercy on her and was telling her, look, what is your request? I know you have not come in vain. For you to have risked your life, what is your request? I can even grant you up to half of the kingdom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know your request before the Lord this morning. God is asking you, what is your request? And if you tenderly present your request before him, the Lord Almighty will answer your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As this year is running to an end, things of shame will not come your way.
Amen.
Evil will be far away from you.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:10. 1 Peter 2:9-10. The Bible says, but we are a chosen what? Generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A people for his own. That we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who in the past were not a people. That's 10 now. But are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I pray for you. As this year is fast coming to an end, the mercy of God will prevail over judgment in his church, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The mercy of God will prevail over judgment in our lives,
Amen.
In the lives of our children,
Amen.
In the lives of our generations yet unborn. May the mercy of God prevail over judgment in the lives of our spouses in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we reflect over what God has done, and then we compare it with what we too have done, we discover that God has not allowed his judgment to pass over us. And the mercy will continue to reign in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, do you know that when you see respected royals in the world, let's take the British royals for example. They command respect anywhere they go. They don't even have to wear their royal robes because these are only occasionally worn. You know that. They don't need to wear it. Though they mostly appear in business attires, it doesn't really matter how they appear. They will be respected and people will want to touch them. People will want to shake hands with them. People want to take service with them if they are permitted. They are protected anywhere they go. They command favor. They command kindness from all people of the world. The queen does not need to go with her children or grandchildren anywhere they go. No. They will be respected anywhere, anytime, because they are princes, they are princesses, and the ambassadors of the kingdom. And the Bible says, we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. So, if early royals command respect anywhere they are, what about us, the spiritual royal? The fact that early royals don't have to wear their physical robes to be respected signifies that their honor does not come from their physical robes. It comes from who they are. So as children of God, generations, you know, our honor comes from the Lord. From a youthful age, royals are taught to command respect through their character, knowing that power does not come in isolation, but power is given by the people. So the royals know that it is not about them, but about the institution they respect. So as spiritual kingdom royals, the same condition applies to us. To remain royals and to continue to command respect from the host of heaven and on earth, we must place emphasis on spiritual robes. And what is that spiritual robe? Number one, righteousness, which is bestowed on us by our Lord Jesus Christ. The righteousness we are talking about is not because of the work of our hand. No. Because we have given our life to Christ. Because we are children of God. The righteousness of God has been credited into our account. This many of us do not appreciate. That is why we lower our own standard. That is why we allow demons and devils to tremble upon us. Because we ourselves don't even know that we have that righteousness. Okay. Number two, holiness. Living in accordance with the word of God. So as long as we live lives that are pleasing to God, we will forever remain his children. We will forever remain his princes and his princesses, his ambassadors and his representatives here on earth. We will not only be respected by people, because it is God that bestows that respect on us. We will also be respected by heavenly bodies. Remember, Joshua commanded the sun to stand still as a royal. What else do we want? Remember, Moses parted the Red Sea. Just by the look at what Moses did even in Egypt. You know. So what I'm saying is that just as King saw Esther and began to swear that our petitions will be met up to the half of his kingdom, when people see us, they will want to help us. Amen? They will want to favor us. They will want to be kind to us, because God will put these straight things into their hearts. You get to the airport. You are carrying the same number of boxes that that fellow is carrying. They look at you, poof, go. The other time, the other one, they say, stay, we need to check you. What do you think is happening? Favor of God. You've heard how bad that airport is. Don't go through there. By the time you got there, you have a different testimony. What do you think is going on? Favor of God. Because of that royal robe, spiritual royal robe that we are wearing. May that robe never turn away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, being a spiritual royal is not complicated. When God sees you in a spiritual royal robe, he commands all resources at his disposal to come to your aid. Look at, see that one in Deuteronomy 11:25. Deuteronomy 11:25. God told the Israelites as they marched towards the promised land, said, no one will be able to stand against you. I pray for you this morning. No one, no demon will be able to stand against you. As the year runs to an end, there will be no stumbling block in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So the Lord your God, as has promised you, will put the terror and fear of you on the whole land, wherever you go. For example, when they reached Jericho, the people of Jericho were already dead. You know, they were dead spiritually. They were dead. It's not physically, but I don't know the Yoruba I will have used now. But they were dead in their spirit. Even before the Israelites attacked. Hear the comment of one of the inhabitants of the land who negotiated a way unto life and freedom forever. We all know her name. Her name was Rahab. Joshua 2, 8 to 11. Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And that was how the entire kingdom of Jericho felt when kingdom royals came to the gates of that city. They became terror to their enemies. You become terror to your enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at it. Joshua, let me read it for you. Joshua chapter 2. We read from 8 to 11. Okay, I read 8. Before the spies lay down for the night, she, that is Rahab now, went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that the great fear of you has fallen on us. Can you imagine? So that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. Hey. We have heard, look at that testimony. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of you, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven, above and on the earth below. May this type of testimony be your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Enemies will see you and they will say, oh, your God is indeed a God. It is that God that I want to worship in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because you will always have that spiritual royal robe in you. But let's get one thing. All this thing we are talking about is now without a condition. In verse 22, God told Israel they needed to carefully, that Joshua 8:22 now. Deuteronomy now. I'm reading Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 11 in verse 22. Israel needed to carefully keep all the commandments of the Lord and to love the Lord their God. So as a royal, don't misbehave. The year is fast running to an end. Don't allow any fear to come near you. Don't allow any evil dream to shake you. Stand firm in that royal robe that God has given unto you. Wear it all the time. Righteousness and holy living. And it shall be well with you. So these same conditions remain the same. Abiding by the conditions is what keeps us as royals. This is what generates and sustains honor and respect for us wherever we go. This is the foundation of mercy, kindness, favor, blessings, promotions, and other desired outcomes that we are talking about. As you continue to keep God's commandments, you will be blessed above all else in the mighty name of Jesus. People will go out of their ways to serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. People will go out of their way to favor you in the mighty name of Jesus. As you continue in God's favor and to keep God's commandments, and you love your neighbor as yourself, you love God, and as you live in his righteousness, your life shall never remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of the world will see you and they will respect you.
Amen.
They will bow for you.
Amen.
Wherever your children find themselves, they will find mercy.
Amen.
Judgment of God will not prevail over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, there is no judgment that comes over any man that God has not approved. That's what I want you to know. Any judgment that comes over anybody is because God has approved it. I pray for you this morning. Evil judgment will not be your portion. Because mercy and favor will follow you anywhere you go in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise this morning. Let's rise. I don't want to waste much of our time because I have thought that the service should be ending around 12:30. And the more we keep on talking, the more the time is going. Father, you are going to pray this royal robe of mine that you have given unto me. Let it not be torn. Sin will not tear it. Hatred will not tear it. Pray. In the name that's above every other name.
Lord.
The Lord has given us a royal robe. Robe of righteousness. Robe of holy living. Lord, I will not disappoint you. In the name of Jesus. Your mercy will prevail over judgment concerning me, concerning my household, concerning your church. Let thy mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus. Let your mercy prevail.
Sin.
I come before you, Lord. Make me a vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor. Lord, in your household, make me a vessel unto honor. Separate me for your use, Lord. Put that royal robe on me. Put on me that royal robe that the devil will see and respect. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The year is running to an end. And as a royal, anything you want is done for you. Pray, what Christmas gift do you want? That's number one. What end of the year gift do you want? And what gift do you want for the new year? Three things. Talk to God this morning. What are those gifts that you desire as a Christmas gift? You can just imagine the Queen of England today, the type of gift that will be rushing into our domain. What do you desire? What is your request for the Christmas? What is your request for the end of the year? What gift do you want for the new year? A new garment has been given unto you. Front that garment. Let Satan realize that he cannot do anything about it. In that elegance and honor, ask for that thing that you want as a royal. Say, but for you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a nation that has no mercy but has now obtained mercy. And we have been transformed into his, eternal light of God. My Father, my God, hear the cries of your people this morning. Three gifts. And the Lord will do them unto you. You will testify. You will testify. Testimony will follow your request. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for the gift that you have brought down for your people. Even those that are not here, oh Lord, Father, we want to thank you for their lives. Thank you for the beautiful Christmas gift. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful end of the year gift. And we bless your name, oh Lord, for the beautiful, excellent new year gift that you have given unto your children. Father, let the prayer of your people be answered by fire. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity given for your children to be in your presence this morning and to hear your word and to know that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. People who have been called out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And people who have not obtained mercy before but have now obtained mercy. Father, we are thanking you. We are magnifying your name for this beautiful gift that you are giving unto us. Gifts of joy, peace, fruit of the wombs, breakthroughs in all ramifications. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.